Since the outbreak of violence in northern Rakhine State, Rohingya Muslims have been pouring into Bangladesh by the hundreds of thousands. Speaking at the United Nations' first public meeting on the crisis, Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says the number of refugees has now topped 500,000.
The situation has spiraled into the world's fastest developing refugee emergency and a humanitarian and human rights nightmare. I continue to call on the Myanmar authorities to take three immediate steps. First, to end the military operations. Second, to allow unfettered access for humanitarian support. And third, to ensure the safe, voluntary, dignified and sustainable return of the refugees to their areas of origin.
The Rohingya are a long persecuted minority in a Buddhist majority Myanmar, denied citizenship by the government. Mr. Guterres says he has heard bone-chilling accounts of excessive violence from the mostly women who have fled across the border.
There seems to be a deeply disturbing pattern to the violence and the ensuing large movements of an ethnic group from their homes. The failure to address this systematic violence could result in a spillover into central Rakhine, where an additional 250,000 Muslims could potentially face displacement.
The United Nations has been criticised for being too slow and too weak to intervene and help the Rohingya. Former staff members have told the BBC they were instructed to tread softly on the issue to keep the Myanmar government on side. Oxford University academic Edward Mortimer, an advisor to former UN Secretary Kofi Annan, has defended that strategy.
In the hope, among other things, of getting better humanitarian access to the victims in a situation like this, do sometimes try and avoid and discourage very outspoken public statements, which they fear may only make the situation worse.
He says public condemnation is not always the most effective approach.
They don't by themselves change the situation. They are one element in a very complicated and often fast-moving diplomatic and military context. And I think you have to see the UN like that. And so just saying, oh, well, the UN is too slow. I mean, that's a bit like saying, well, humanity is too slow.
Many desperate refugees are making the journey to Bangladesh by boat. The International Organization for Migration has now reported a boat carrying 130 Rohingya capsized off the Bay of Bengal. 15 bodies have been recovered, including the bodies of 10 children. At the United Nations, Myanmar has again denied claims of ethnic cleansing, suggesting the Rohingya were fleeing in fear of their kin in the rebel Arakan Rohingya Solidarity Army. Myanmar's National Security Advisor, Thuong Thun, has told the meeting Myanmar is in talks with Bangladesh about repatriating the refugees.
The Security Council must refrain from taking measures that exacerbate rather than alleviate the situation in Rakhine State.
The United States has also stepped up its criticism. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley says the military crackdown has shamed Myanmar leaders who had fought for democracy. She also blames countries supplying the military.
Any country that is currently providing weapons to the Burmese military should suspend these activities until sufficient accountability measures are in place.
A planned visit by a UN delegation to Rakhine State yesterday was postponed due to bad weather.